Hear me. Oh, hear me. All pay heed. The Lord Jehovah, has given unto you these 15. Ten commandments for all to obey.
All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors. Bring it on down and tell us about our next guest.
That's right, Don. Run back in here. We're not going to get in trouble for that opening thing.
Scene from
Mel Brooks, the 10 commandments. There's something going on in Washington, D.C., Don.
There's a lot going on in Washington, D.C.
That's right.
Most of them got nothing to do with Ten Commandments.
we're gonna find out what's happening in Washington, D.C., some of which maybe includes the Ten Commandments, because our next guest on the Carolina Outdoors is Dr. Tony Zeis, and you may recognize that name as a 25-year president of Central Piedmont Community College. He also taught Sunday school at the Church of Christ here in Charlotte, and he's made it big time, too, as far as a Sunday school teacher, because now he's the executive director of the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. Dr. Tony Zeis, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Oh, thank you, Bill. I'm pleased to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you, and we tried to study up a little bit on our Bible, at least as far as the museum, but Dr. Zeis, this thing is like the Smithsonian. Tell us what inspired the Museum of the Bible to happen and how it got put together.
Well, I'd be happy to. Steve Green of, you might know that family of the Hobby Lobby family of Oklahoma, he was collecting biblical artifacts, and he began to realize, you know, it did very little good to have these artifacts in a warehouse. So he came up with the idea of, let's create the first world-class museum to the Bible. And so that's what we've done. This is the first world-class museum to the Bible in the history of mankind. And to think that it's happening in our generation and in our nation's capital, that's really a pretty great thing. And I have to tell you, it is a world-class museum. We have museums loan exhibits from their museums to other museums. So we have the Israeli Antiquities Gallery. They have never loaned any of their artifacts outside of Jerusalem, but they did so with this museum. We have the Vatican. They seldom loan things out, but they loaned out a lot of antiquities and exhibits. We have the Vatican Library, for instance. Then we've got Bavarian Library. We've got an Amsterdam exhibit. They're from all over the world. It's really, really a classy place. We are the largest nonprofit museum in Washington, D.C., and the third largest museum overall.
Well, listen, 430,000 square feet of space, $500 million museum with a staff of 150-plus people who are putting it on, and this thing just opened. What was the grand opening date?
Well, we dedicated it this past Friday, and we opened it this past Saturday. And so, as you can imagine, we're all drinking from the fire hose up here, but it's really, really fun. It's a happy place, and that's not your typical museum where you walk a little and read something about it, you know, in a case. And I mean, this very interactive. We know that people learn best by doing and by participating. So we have, I think, 20 different video theaters, and we've got attractions, and we have a children's place called Courageous Pages, and David and Goliath. And in any event, we've got three floors, and they're based on the three themes in our vision and in our mission. Our mission, Bill, is to invite all people to engage with the Bible, its history, its narrative, that's the stories, and its impact. No other book has had an impact on civilization like this book, particularly Western civilization. And so we take an ecumenical approach. We are non-sectarian. We do not advocate for any one faith tradition. We just present the Bible, and people can make up their minds. You know, the Bible, it's the foundation for at least seven different faith traditions or religions. And so we honor all of those, but we just focus on the Bible, and that's what we present. We've used 100 different scholars from around the world, from all walks of life and all religions, to help us make sure it's as accurate and authentic as possible.
Oh, man. Well, we may be prepared to learn something from you, because I had here in my notes, I know three religions interrelated with the Bible, whether it be Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. What are the other four?
Well, actually, Islam is just shadowy. Maybe that's not the right word, but it's not. It has some references to the Bible, some of the same stories, but it's not directly an offshoot of the Hebrew Bible, as is Christianity and Catholicism and the Ethiopian Bible and religion and the Greek and Russian Orthodox. So, and then there's the Sumerian religion. So I think that covers about all of them. But the big three would be Jewish religions, Protestant and Catholic.
Now, every time I go to a museum, I love museums, but every time I go, I walk out of one going, that really had some impact. That was something I didn't expect to see there. What would be the one item, and I know it's going to be totally difficult for you to nail it down to one, but what is going to absolutely astound me that I didn't think I was going to see there and just absolutely caught me by surprise?
Well, Don, that's a wonderful question. The first thing is, I want to mention this, then I'll get back to the one, is there are two takeaways we want people to take away when they leave this museum. The first one is, we want them to think, wow, that's the most incredible museum experience I've ever had. And number two, we want them to take away a thirst for greater engagement in this wonderful book, the Bible. So the one takeaway I think they're going to walk out of here with is, I never expected to see so much technology. We've put 42 million dollars just into technology, from our digital guide, which outlines their route and where they're going to go, because you can't see this in one day. And so, in fact, it's going to take the average person 9 8-hour days if they wanted to see everything and read everything. And then to the ceiling, when you first walk in, it's thousands, made up of thousands of LED lights, and it has like maybe 20 feet wide and 140 feet long videos of biblical scenes going on all day long, and that's in the grand hall when you walk in. It's just amazing. Then we have the world stage theater. We've got Amazing Grace, the Broadway musical, is playing here for the first 8 weeks. You can get your tickets by going online, museumofthebible.org. Anyway, in that theater, we have the first indoor mapping, video mapping, in the world, we think, where the ceiling and the walls can have scenery on them at the same time as you're watching something on the stage. So if you're watching John Newton and he's singing about, you know, the slave ship and how he's having a conversion experience on stage, at the same time you can have water and sea waves and seagulls flying around on the ceiling and the sides. So that's just one example or a couple of examples. But we have a lot of technology, a lot of attractions. One of them will fly people out. It deals with impact of the Bible. It flies them virtually out of the museum over to the National Mall, which is only two blocks away, and up around the Capitol and into the Capitol and into the Library of Congress. And a laser shoots out wherever there's biblical text on a monument or on the ceiling. And then it flies down all the way to the Lincoln Memorial, and it shows you how pervasive biblical scripture, biblical text is in our culture.
Well, you know, you're inspiring me, because this sounds like a high-tech Sistine Chapel.
That's right. As a matter of fact, we can put the Sistine Chapel on that theater ceiling, or even on the inside when they first come in. It's really exciting. I'll tell you what people say to me, because I go down and visit with the visitors as often as I can. The first thing is, I'll say, how do you like the museum? And they're most often respond by saying, it's incredible. And I think that's exactly the right modifier. Well, and then the second thing they'll say is, how can I get involved? And I'll say, well, become a member. You know, because, yes, the Greens helped. The Greens bought the building and renovated it. 500 contractors a day for 3 years. But now that's it. We don't have any more money from them. We have to raise all the operating dollars on our own, and that's about $36 million a year. So we need members and donors and sponsors of exhibits.
All of that can happen at museumofthebible.org. 24 years as a Central Piedmont Community College president. He's Dr. Tony Zeiss. He's now the executive director of the Bible Museum in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for joining the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors.